Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Sav Says Show. I guess that's what we're calling it now. I just decided that this very second. I missed all of you guys very much. As you know, I was not streaming on my channel last week because I was hosting my friend Jonathan Shuttlesworth's show, but I did cover all of the news and breaking topics that happened last week, like Joe Biden bombing Syria. Let's never forget that that happened so quickly, just 36 days into his presidency. If you guys want to go see any of those streams, it's on his Facebook, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, and you can find all of the one-hour shows that I did last week there. Now, I'm not as glammed up as I usually am because I just got done with kickboxing class. It was a very long day at work, and I was going to wait until tomorrow to do this, but I have so much on my mind in regards to the news that Greg Abbott is now going to be lifting our mask mandate. He tweeted this out just a couple of hours ago. Texas is open 100%. Everything's apparently open now, and he's also ended the statewide mask mandate. Now, I want to get into this because a lot of people were initially celebrating, myself included, because when I first read this, I initially thought, great, now people aren't going to glare at me for not wearing a face mask and I can go back to the store without being harassed. Honestly, I have saved so much money this year because I have not gone shopping. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's how I relieve stress, but I haven't gone shopping because just thinking about people asking me to put a mask on pisses me off, just thinking about it. So I haven't even been going because I don't want to deal with it. Now, Greg Abbott decided to put out this mandate saying that he's ending, you know, forcing people to wear face masks, that businesses are now going to be allowed to be open. But what I want people to realize in this too is two very important topics or issues, if you will. One, we should not be celebrating or praising Greg Abbott in the least for giving us back our rights, which should have never been taken away in the first place. And two, just because Greg Abbott ended this mask mandate does not mean that people are still not going to have to fight back against all of these liberal establishments that are still going to force us to wear masks. Remember just last week that at CPAC, they were kicking people out for not wearing a face mask in the state of Florida. Okay, this is a state that is supposedly, you know, it's been open for months. Ron DeSantis, very Republican governor, that's Trump country over there in Florida. It's a very red state. They were still kicking people out of CPAC, one of the biggest conservative political action committees. Yeah, conventions. That's the word I was looking for. Conventions of the year. They were still kicking people out for not wearing face masks. So when people celebrate that Greg Abbott is now not going to enforce this anymore, keep in mind, that's not going to stop private companies from still enforcing these ridiculous policies on us. And case in point, HEB, one of my favorite grocery stores here in Texas, already came out and they had this to say regarding Governor Abbott lifting the mask mandate. Although there is no longer a statewide mask order, HEB believes it is important that masks be worn in public spaces until more Texans and our partners have access to the COVID-19 vaccine. As an essential service provider, during the pandemic, HEB is focused on the health and safety of our partners and customers. HEB will still require all partners and vendors to wear masks while at work, and we urge all customers to please wear a mask when in our stores. So, again, guys, and I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer when I tell you guys this, but I do want people to realize that just because your governor decides that they're going to give you your rights back does not mean that all of these other liberal establishments are going to go along with that. And that, you know, we're still going to have to, I mean, if you want to bow down to these mask mandates. So it's still going to be a continuous fight that we're going to have to be pushing back against, especially because we have a Democratic run administration currently running our country into the ground. Now, today on Twitter, the trend hashtag I hate it here was trending as soon as Greg Abbott announced this, because people here in Texas were so upset that he rescinded the mask mandate. I'm not joking when I tell you that people unironically were tweeting out, "That's it. I'm double masking from now on." And I was just like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, if this mask mandate and the fact that it's been lifted makes you this upset, one, get out. Two, don't leave your freaking house again. To be quite honest, anytime somebody tells me to put a mask on, I'm like, why are you out of your house then? If you genuinely think that COVID is that dangerous, why are you putting anybody at risk and leaving your house and letting your microbes be out in and about in society? How dare you? Shame on you. Because if you genuinely, by your own logic, think that COVID-19 is going to kill anybody, then you should not even have left your house. So shame on you, not shame on me. I have a healthy immune system, okay? I'm not going to push that ideology on you, but shame on you, because if you genuinely think that this virus is that deadly, then you are willingly putting everybody at risk and trying to kill and murder everyone, including me. So I don't know, you know, use their own logic against them. Do what you will. But again, getting back to the original point, though, away from crazed leftists, why are we celebrating and praising a politician for giving us our rights back? A lot of people pose this question because, again, so many people are excited that Texas and Mississippi as well have finally decided to lift these restrictions regarding COVID and that we don't have to wear masks anymore, which, again, it is a really nice thing. I'm glad that we're going forward with this now and that, you know, we're finally getting away from the COVID hysteria. But keep in mind that Governor Abbott never had to institute this unconstitutional mask mandate in the first place or shut down businesses. Now, this has a special place in my heart because I went out and I interviewed a lot of business owners, specifically one in Odessa, because the police came to her business and arrested her for being open. It was a small dive bar in Odessa, you know, middle of nowhere, small town, very sweet people. They arrested her for keeping her bar open. And I went and I interviewed her and watched her cry as she told me that her bartenders, who she treats like her children and her daughters, couldn't provide for their children. One of the bartenders had a three-year-old, couldn't provide food for their children because they couldn't pay their bills. And then as soon as, you know, this business owner was brave enough to open up, they came and they arrested her. So absolutely ridiculous. And please, anyone who has had to live through these unconstitutional mandates, do not forget how Greg Abbott initially handled this entire situation. Now, back in, let me see if I have this open here. I don't. Okay. I believe this was back in July 2020. Greg Abbott established a statewide face covering requirement and issued proclamations to limit gatherings. And you guys can go look this up. It's an NPR article. It basically goes through and says that Greg Abbott issued an executive order requiring all Texans to wear a face covering over the nose and mouth in public spaces and counties with 20 or more positive COVID-19 cases. There were a few exceptions for that. And there were also restrictions imposed on outdoor gatherings of over 10 people or more, and they made it mandatory in some places. So again, don't forget that Greg Abbott initially pushed this forward. And before you try to excuse that, don't forget that we had Kristi Noem, who is one of, and again, I don't say this lightly because I really don't like people in government. I don't love politicians, but Kristi Noem, who is one of the greatest politicians, I think, in America, she never faltered. She never bowed down the knee in terms of forcing her constituents to wear face masks and imposing these lockdowns and restrictions and, you know, forcing people to shut down their businesses. Kristi Noem, and this was back in November of 2020, you guys can watch this video for yourselves. I'm not going to play you the audio, but she is basically saying, doesn't matter if every single state has a mask mandate in place. I'm not doing that here in South Dakota because I focus on solutions that do good, not on responses that feel good. So before we excuse Greg Abbott for even implementing these ridiculous face mask policies and forcing people to shut down their businesses and get arrested for the audacity of wanting to earn a living, do not forget that there were politicians like Kristi Noem, who was the only politician brave enough not to implement mask mandates in her state, who was brave enough to actually stand up for her constituents and not force people to shut down. Of course, she's not the only one. On top of Kristi Noem, we also had Ron DeSantis, who last year in September lifted all the COVID-19 restrictions on businesses statewide and lifted that mask mandate as well. So we've had these states and these governors who were strong enough and who wanted to stand for their constituents enough to actually not enforce all of these unconstitutional mandates on their constituents. So I'm not giving Greg Abbott a pass. Again, just because he lifted the mask mandate doesn't mean that these businesses are automatically going to lift it as well. I think that people are still going to have to fight to get back to normalcy, because remember, this is not normal. Wearing a piece of cloth over your face is not going to protect you from an extremely hazardous virus that is going to potentially kill you. Again, if you look at people who work in like laboratories with different types of viruses and microbes and whatnot, they're not wearing a damn surgical mask. They're in a hazmat suit from head to toe, people. Okay. So let's be honest in this. When Fauci came forward and the entire Biden administration and all these politicians came forward and were trying to push that a surgical mask was going to protect us from some deadly virus, absolutely ridiculous. And then when it came out that the virus was had an over 99% survival rate, well, you still have to wear your face mask and also double up on it, because you never know, you might just be killing grandma. Now, I'm not going to make this whole entire broadcast about COVID. I'm actually going to talk to a lot about some of the political distractions that we've really been seeing. I don't know about you guys, but when I have been scrolling through social media, I have been getting absolutely bombarded with transgender news, racial news. I know the racial thing, we always see it, but I feel like it's tenfold lately. And then again, just so much of this gender nonsense. And I'm honestly, quite frankly, tired of it. I've been tired of it for a long time, but I really do feel like over the past 2 weeks, we've really seen an intense push. And I'm going to go through a lot of these stories with you guys and talk to you about what they're really distracting us from. I know a lot of you guys are very smart and you probably already know this for yourselves, but we'll still go through it anyway. So going back to closing remarks on the whole entire COVID-19 ridiculousness here in Texas. Yes, the mask mandate is lifted. Yes, Governor Abbott is now allowing businesses to open, but he should have never forced them to close in the first place. Never forget that under Greg Abbott's watch, Shelley Luther, hairstylist in Dallas, was arrested and put in jail because she wanted to make a living, because she wanted her employees to be able to pay their bills and make a living. Never, ever, ever forget that that was what Texas was like under Greg Abbott. I feel like a lot of people tend to forget fairly quickly. And of course, we have social media and even our own news to thank for that. You know, we live in a very headline culture where we are constantly moving on to the next thing, where we're paying attention to the next news, whatever's relevant to that day. And so I want everyone watching this broadcast not to forget how Greg Abbott handled the situation with COVID. And while we are celebrating that we're finally making the move forward to normalcy again, do not forget, come 2022, how Greg Abbott handled this situation. Now, of course, while we are finally reopening back up, I wanted to touch on this too. We've seen that, you know, our schools still have to be closed nationwide because all of these teachers' unions are saying that it's way too dangerous for people to get back to school without their COVID vaccinations. Well, this piece of news just came out today, just, you know, more hypocritical, just thoughts and actions from the left. This is no surprise to anyone, not to me, not to you, but of course we're going to go through it and we're not going to forget it, because it's very important for us to constantly be holding these people accountable, because we know our government's not going to do it. We know politicians aren't going to do it. We the people are the only ones that are going to hold these corrupt people responsible. So apparently a Berkeley Teachers Union president, Matt Meyer, was seen dropping his daughter off at a private school after calling in-person learning unsafe and blocking the reopening of public schools, per Fox News. So who is surprised by this? Not me, not in the least. Who would be surprised that the person leading these teachers' unions to say that, oh, it's just so unsafe to get back to school, is caught now sending his own daughter to a private school? You know, it's just like every single politician that we've seen who has said, do not go spend Christmas with your families. Do not under any circumstances go to a restaurant. Please, God, you're going to kill my grandma, your grandma, probably my dog. And then the next day we see them Skyping in from Mexico about how, we're all bad people if we go and spend time with our families for the holidays. Yeah, actually happened. The mayor in Austin did that. Hilarious. And then, of course, we saw two politicians just like Gavin Newsom in California who were telling everyone not to go to restaurants at a restaurant himself because, I mean, he had to celebrate his friend's birthday. it's not his fault, guys. He had to celebrate his friend's birthday, you know? Politicians, they're just like us. They just want to go to restaurants, except they actually have the power to do it, and you still need to listen to them when they tell you not to leave your house. That's how politics works, right? And of course, too, as we start seeing states reopen, that doesn't mean that the liberals are not going to push back 100% against us reopening. They were saying that it was just going to be vaccines we would need for us to take the face masks off. But now they're saying, well, we need vaccines and face masks and social distancing. And to be quite honest, maybe we should just never get back to normal life. And we see this in the celebration of all of these people getting their vaccines. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know why I decided to torture myself like this, but I decided to go and scroll through my Facebook, my personal Facebook the other day, which I haven't done in about 3 years. So I haven't really followed along with anybody that I follow since college, I think. And I didn't realize that pretty much everyone I went to school with was a huge liberal, and they were all holding up their COVID vaccination cards. And they were like, just got my first dose of COVID vaccine. Oh my gosh, like one more to go. And then I could just like get back to normal life. Like, this is so great. Like, why are you proud of yourself for taking an unresearched vaccine that was made in historically record time that you don't even know is going to be safe in your body? Why would you flaunt that? Now, of course, people on my own personal Facebook aren't the only ones doing this. This woman here said that she was wearing a sequined full-length gown to her vaccine appointment because it's the event of her year. If that is not the saddest thing I've ever seen in my damn life, I don't know what is. And if you scroll through to the next picture, she says, second dose booked. I am so close. I can taste that sweet, sweet vaccine. And then she puts a little asterisk, do not drink the vaccine. And then you see a picture of her down here that just says boom. And it's her getting the vaccine in her sequined dress. This is literally the level of, oh my gosh, I just read a comment from my mom. Don't distract me, mom. Don't distract me. This is serious. Okay. So this is the level of, I don't even know what the right word would be for it. I feel like people are just idolizing this vaccine, Dr. Fauci. They're treating it as their God. If you don't have the vaccine, you can't get back to normal life. And as we're seeing with this woman who was wearing this sequin dress, and again, it's sad too that she dressed up to go get a vaccine, because clearly she's probably one of these people who haven't left their house for the past year because COVID was just such a dangerous virus and she's had to sacrifice so much. She forgot what her friends look like because she's been locked up in her house for so long. I don't know if you guys can see her teeny tiny little cat in the bottom left corner there. That's probably been her only source of socialization for the past year because of COVID-19. So that's why she feels this is such a momentous occasion. And the left is going to continue to push that on us, that vaccinations are an amazing thing and we all need to get them. And we just absolutely cannot get back to normal life until we all get them. And I usually don't really touch on the vaccines, but getting into the second portion of tonight's broadcast, I'll get into this a little bit later. I did do some deep research into the vaccinations because I do think that why we are seeing all of this racially divisive and gender-focused news is because they're distracting us from the amount of people who are currently dying from getting the COVID vaccine. We'll get into that in a minute. Now, let me see what else here. So this woman is wearing a dress to get a vaccine. Very, very sad. But she's not the only one who has taken, I guess, ridiculous measures in her life to, you know, try to get out of this COVID hysteria. These pictures have also been circulating as well. And as you guys can see, these are hikers who are wearing an entire hamper over their whole entire body to go hike alone in nature. I'm speechless. How did we get to this level in society? If you guys have ever watched the movie Idiocracy, they're watering their plants with like a Gatorade essentially in the movie. And they're like, we just don't know why the plants like aren't growing. And that's how I feel when I look at this type of picture. It's like, we just don't get why like our immune systems are so bad. Like, we're just gonna, you know, hide in our houses and get vaccinations and never expose our bodies to germs or normal life again. But like, we just don't get it. Like, why our immune systems are so bad and why we're like so unhealthy and why we just can't get healthy. I really don't get it. What the hell are you doing? I'm not even trying to be rude here, but they're wearing a whole entire hamper. It probably smells like dirty clothes in there. What the hell is going on in society? And y'all are in the middle of the damn forest. Breathe some fresh air. That's probably going to be better for your immune system than wearing a piece of plastic over your damn head. What is going on? How did we get to this place in society? I genuinely, and that's not even the worst part. I'm sure you guys saw these pictures and these are from last week, but I still have to bring them up because why the hell are we subjecting our children to this? So apparently band practice has resumed at a high school in Washington. And as you guys can see here, they have their students in these little tents. And this is my personal favorite picture right here. Look at this guy playing his, what is that, like a tuba? He's literally crouched into this hamper surrounded by plastic. How is this good for anybody? What is going on right now? It's absolutely ridiculous that people are genuinely going along with this. When people say that the masses are sheep, this is what they're talking about. If you are willingly and unquestionably putting yourself into a hamper because you think it's going to protect you from COVID-19, at that point, if this is your response, why are you leaving your house? Never leave your house again. Just don't. Because if COVID-19 doesn't get you, what if you get into a car crash? What if somebody looks at you wrong and hurts your feelings? You know, that's just as bad as getting COVID-19. It's just as deadly. Depression, probably just as deadly as COVID-19 at this point. Let's look at the statistics on that one. So again, I just had to go through all of the nonsense with you guys. And like I was saying, I'm tired. My arms are literally shaking from boxing class, but you know, all of this was in my brain and I just had to come forward and talk to you guys about it because what the hell is going on? Now, another thing that has really been pissing me off, and I've already mentioned like a million times to you guys, is the amount of racially divisive, gender divisive news that I'm seeing and all of this news about the trans community that is being pushed on us lately. Guess what? The average person, because the trans community makes up like what, less than like 3% of the population, the average person does not think about the trans community in their everyday life. The average person is just getting up, getting ready for work, feeding their kids, wanting to drop them back off at school, you know, wanting to get their bills paid. They don't wake up and think, wow, does a trans person exist? How does a trans person affect me in my life? No one thinks that way. Maybe like 0.00001% of the population does, but the average person doesn't. And we've seen so much trans news being pushed in our faces every single day, and it's ridiculous. Now, I'm just going to run through a couple of these news hits with you guys because I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And this has been distracting us from the bigger picture here. So let's just run through a couple of these absolutely ridiculous things. Apparently, Amazon had to tweak their app icon after comparisons were made to Hitler. Now, I don't know who wakes up, looks at the Amazon icon and thinks Hitler, but whoever does, you have a problem. Go actually pay for therapy because you need it. This is ridiculous that this even showed up on the timeline. Next ridiculous thing. Alyssa Milano calls CPAC attendees Nazis, floats conspiracies about stage, targets the hotel chain for hosting the events. Now, it's so funny because all of the leftists who just could not wait for Trump to get out of office had made it their life mission to keep Trump in their mouths and on their minds every single day, just like Alyssa Milano has here. What else is going on? Oh, MSNBC. Former CIA director John Brennan says that he's increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days. John Brennan, you should be embarrassed to be John Brennan, let alone a white male. Okay, I don't know. I've seen so many white people comment on this and say like, oh yeah, the white community does not claim him. Absolutely ridiculous. What else? What more propaganda do we have? Oh yeah, Twitch. So apparently it's Women's History Month. According to Twitch, it's Women's History Month. They replaced the E with an X because they wanted to be progressive. And as this beautiful leftist puts for us, for those too lazy to look it up, WMIX is an alternative spelling to avoid the generalized sexism and to be inclusive of trans and non-binary women, aka biological men. Absolutely ridiculous. And guess what? Twitch already backtracked on this because they got so much backlash on it. That's how ridiculous this was. What else do we have? Oh yeah, Oreos. Trans people exist. Thank you, Oreo. You're a sandwich cookie. Why are you pushing political ideologies and trans people's genitalia in my face? I'm just trying to eat a chocolate cookie with white cream on the inside. Why is this a part of society? I don't know. Even more, gay polythruple makes history, lists three dads on a birth certificate. Now, these are a couple of the stories that I saw just these past couple of days that I think are absolutely ridiculous, that people have absolutely latched onto and given all of their time and attention to as well. They did just cancel Dr. Seuss. Joe Biden said that he's taking it out of their like reading week or whatever Joe Biden's doing. I don't know. I don't pay attention to the administration because to be quite frank with you guys, Joe Biden is so boring. I'd rather watch paint on the wall dry. I think that would make more sense and it would be way more entertaining to watch. So I don't pay attention to the administration anyway. But apparently they're canceling Dr. Seuss because of racial undertones. And everyone has latched onto this story and everyone's talking about it. Everyone thinks that it's such a big issue and it was trending all day long. And yes, it is important because I think that politics is downstream from culture, and we have seen how the left has used the culture, and you know that has bled into everything else in society, politically, whatever, if you will. But everyone has latched onto this story while simultaneously ignoring the fact that Joe Biden is passing this $1.9 trillion stimulus bill that is absolutely not going towards COVID relief for the average American. It's just another stimulus bill, another bill full of pork, like people like to say, for these politicians to throw trillions of our American dollars into random organizations and random things that have nothing to do with COVID-19. So it's a distraction from that. It's a distraction from the fact that Elizabeth Warren is now trying to push a wealth tax that young boys in your daughter's locker room are now going to be allowed. Yes, I'm talking about transgender women, if you will. And I just want to make a side note here that just because a man transitions into a woman, that doesn't mean that he doesn't still like women. So how do you know you don't have a young boy in your daughter's locker room that still likes women and likes looking at women and is now in your daughter's locker room after soccer practice looking at all the girls while they don't have clothes on? That would make me uncomfortable. I don't know, but that all of this is what that seems to be a distraction from, that that's the very real reality for a lot of young children now. What else? They're still persecuting Trump supporters for what happened on the 6th. They're trying to compare it to 9/11. When I say they, I'm talking about Democrats. They're still persecuting Trump supporters. And when I say persecuting them, I mean that they really are going on a witch hunt for Trump supporters who attended, the Capitol siege, if you will. And when I say attended, I mean they were just there in D.C. on the 6th. People are being targeted. People's lives are being ruined. And of course, the media is not covering it. So it's kind of just a forgotten thing. Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, also came forward today and said that Antifa was not a part of the January 6th siege, which, if you were actually on the ground like I was, you would know that that is actually very false. But whatever, you know, Christopher Wray, the FBI, it's not like they have resources on resources to look into these things. No, actually, those same resources, you know, that the FBI and the CIA should be using to target the Antifa terrorists who, one, burned, looted, and destroyed our cities over the past year. Yeah, actually, all those resources are going into finding Lady Gaga's two missing dogs, which the FBI did find in, I think, over or less than 24 hours. Meanwhile, all of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa people who ran rampant and were actually murdering people in the streets, whatever, not a big deal. The FBI doesn't care about that, and Antifa really isn't a threat. Now, the number one thing that I think this is all a distraction from, someone just sent a super chat titled Saz Glasses, said we be shining. Very true, very true. I thought that was very funny. I just wanted to point that out really quick. Now, the number one thing that this is distracting, or all of these stories that we've just seen, the number one thing that this is distracting us from is the fact that, and if my YouTube channel gets nuked for speaking this truth, please go find me on Odyssey. Saf says it's a YouTube alternative because you guys know that I'm 100% against self-censorship. I don't care if YouTube tells me something is off limits. If it's the truth, I'm going to say it. So we're going to be talking about the fact that the number one thing that the media and all of this racial and gender issues are distracting us from is the fact that vaccines are being forced on people and that the mRNA vaccines change your DNA. Now, this is something that has been talked about quite a bit, but we're seeing a very big push by the Biden administration to get everyone vaccinated. This came out today. Biden now says U.S. will have enough vaccines for every adult by the end of May. So I am bringing this up because we have seen an intense push. You know, everyone has been saying that we cannot get back to normal life until everyone is vaccinated. You can't attend concerts unless you're vaccinated, that you can't go back to do anything. You can't go on a flight unless you're vaccinated. And now we have Joe Biden coming forward and saying that the US will have enough vaccines for every adult by the end of May. And I've been doing a lot of research into these vaccines because, again, I have heard that the mRNA vaccines, which are what the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are, they actually alter your DNA. And I've heard this repeatedly over and over again, but you know, I was like, oh, well, I'm not getting the COVID vaccine, so I don't really care about that. But then I realized, no, it is an issue we should all be talking about. And again, this push, this intense push for transgenderism and racial issues and gender issues in the news, I'm like, what are they distracting us from? What are they distracting the masses from? I think this is one really big issue. For example, I'm sure none of you guys read this article or even saw it. Dangers of mRNA vaccines to elderly under spotlight after 16 deaths in Switzerland. Now, if we go through, at least 16 people died after receiving vaccines in Switzerland. The Swiss Agency for Therapeutics Products was quoted saying by Sputnik in a report on Saturday. The agency said it had obtained about 364 suspected adverse drug reactions with 199 incidents linked to the vaccines developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, and 154 to Moderna's drug, said the report. Swiss medics said the average age of the deaths was 86 and most of them had pre-existing diseases, adding there was no evidence to suggest that the vaccines were the cause of death. Now, the reason why I want to read and focus on this paragraph the most right here. Let me zoom in. Wow, my mouse is being impossible right now and it keeps highlighting everything. Please stop. Thank you. Okay. I want to highlight this paragraph right here specifically. Swiss medics said the average age of the deaths was 86 and most of them had pre-existing diseases. There was no evidence to suggest that the vaccines were the cause of death. Now, what does this sound like to everyone? What if we just replaced one of these words in this sentence? What if we replaced vaccines with COVID? Swiss medics said the average age of death was 86 and most of them had pre-existing conditions, adding there was no evidence to suggest that that COVID was the cause of death. Now, I think that this is really funny how when it comes to COVID-19, if you have COVID-19, 100% your death is attributed to COVID-19. It doesn't matter how old you were. It doesn't matter if you had a pre-existing condition. 100% you died from COVID-19, confirmed, that's it. It's just COVID. Absolutely, you're added to the death toll and the statistics immediately. But as soon as it's a vaccine, well, now we have to, you know, take into consideration the average age of the people who were getting these vaccines that died was 86. And also they had pre-existing conditions, guys. I mean, come on, you can't just blame the vaccine when there are other variables, really, because we were doing that with COVID-19. We were just openly blaming COVID-19 for everything. Meanwhile, when it comes to vaccines, well, you have to look at the other variables. You just have to look at them. Come on, guys. That's absolutely ridiculous if we don't. And this is why I think they're keeping us all distracted. Because, again, how many of you knew that 16 elderly people died from getting the Moderna BioNTech, from getting the Pfizer vaccine, that mRNA vaccines actually alter your DNA? This tweet and this little compilation of photos comes from Anomaly on Twitter. He's great. If you guys don't follow him, you definitely should. He said, what is the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine? The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is an unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. Interesting. Very interesting. You know, I didn't know that this wasn't an FDA-approved vaccine. Did you guys? It's really funny how that's just kind of hidden, right? What else? Yeah, there is no U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. Talks about Moderna, how it has not undergone the same type of review as an FDA approved or cleared product. And then finally, and this is one of the most important articles of this whole entire bunch. Americans can't sue Pfizer and Moderna in case of COVID-19 vaccine side effects. And it goes on to say the U.S. government has given companies like Pfizer and Moderna immunity from liability if something goes unintentionally wrong with their vaccines. And of course, we know that this is not something that we've seen just with the COVID-19 vaccine. This is actually an issue that has come up a lot. And if you guys do end up doing research, your own research into vaccines, you'll see that there have been quite a few people who have sued vaccine manufacturers for vaccine injuries, and they've actually won their lawsuits. But the government does give some companies immunity from liability. And again, why are we all taking a historically fast-produced vaccine that has not been researched willingly when the manufacturers of this vaccine are not held liable if they kill us, if there's adverse side effects, if you get those palsy and lose control of half of your face, if you just straight up lose your life? These people are not held liable for it. So again, that is one of the biggest things that we are being distracted from right now when we see all of this other nonsense about Dr. Seuss, about Wimix. I don't even know how to say that. Twitch, you're ridiculous. Also, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine came out. Instead of two doses, it's just one, but it's only 66% effective. At that point, just use your damn immune system. That's what God gave it to you for. And I think that a lot of people keep on forgetting that we have immune systems. Throughout this entire pandemic, people have seemed to just completely forgotten that that's a thing that people have historically, since the beginning of time, gotten sick. And then they've gotten over it. And then, you know, their body produces the antibodies for that. I haven't gotten vaccines for I can't even remember when. And I don't, because I don't feel like my body needs it. I'm a healthy individual. I take good care of my body. I exercise. I eat supplements. I try to eat as healthy as I can. I try to go out and get, you know, vitamin D from the sun. I go out and get fresh air. I don't wear like 10 face masks. I'm a normal human being, a healthy human being. So I don't feel like I need to get a COVID vaccine, because what is the point of that when I'm already a healthy person? So I feel like a lot of people need to realize this, and I'm sure that a lot of you watching do, but that is one of the biggest things that we all need to keep an eye on, because we are just going to keep seeing more and more of these stories just get pushed under the rug like we have for the longest time when it comes to vaccines. So many people suffer from vaccine injuries, but no one reports on it, or, you know, we just kind of brush it under the rug, and then it's not an issue because the media and politicians decide it's not an issue. Another reason why they're keeping us distracted as well, and this is my number two reason, and then I think I'll wrap up because it is getting late here. The other big thing they're keeping the masses distracted from is how bad of a job Joe Biden is doing. Like I said, I was hosting my friend's show last week, so I didn't talk about it on this broadcast, but Joe Biden bombed Syria last week, and a lot of leftists were pissed. Now, I think that we are constantly being distracted because, and if you guys watch this movie on Netflix, it's actually a super cute animation. It's a Christmas movie called Claus. But in the movie, they basically have leaders, and the two leaders, now, historically, these two clans, there's like a red and a blue clan, they have fought since the beginning of time. And then, you know, Santa Claus comes and everyone starts just being friends, and society starts becoming more peaceful. They're living together in unison. And the two heads of the clans don't like that. So they bond together to keep the people divided. Same exact thing that our government is doing. Same exact thing that the media is doing. I genuinely think they're keeping us distracted as well because Joe Biden is doing such a bad job. And they know that the number one way to keep people divided is through racial issues, is through these BS gender issues, because the left and the right are never going to agree on them. They have to keep us distracted because as soon as everyone realizes that Joe Biden is the common enemy, our corrupt government is the common enemy, and they're doing an awful job. They're not standing for any constituent, whether you're on the left or the right, that they're passing all of these bad stimulus bills, wasting our taxpayer dollars. If you go look on YouTube, every single video of Joe Biden's has thousands and thousands of downvotes. Nobody likes this man, and all of the leftists that genuinely did vote for Joe Biden are now trying to take it back and retract it and saying, wow, this was actually a really bad idea. I'm really pissed off at Joe Biden. I think that he is doing a bad job. We did not put you into office to bomb Syria. We put you into office for $2,000 stimulus checks and a $15 minimum wage. And guess what, Biden? You haven't paid up on either. So all of these leftists who voted in Biden thinking he was going to push these progressive policies are getting a rude awakening. And guess what? When the left gets just as mad as the right and finally wakes up to everything the right has been warning them about, and everyone finally comes together and realizes that, hey, we're all being distracted with these bullcrap, you know, gender issues, because in reality, we have a corrupt government presiding over everyone, whether you're on the left or the right. Once everyone figures that out and joins together, it's over for the corrupt government. It's over for Biden's administration. And they know that. That's why they have to keep us divided. That's why they have to keep us all distracted with this nonsense. And that's why we are constantly seeing it being pushed in our faces every single day. Okay, now a couple of you guys sent super chats, so let me just read through these really quick. Avengy Crosby said, Owen Schroyer is a god amongst men. I don't know. I haven't seen y'all's comments tonight about Owen in the thread. I don't know what that's about, but okay. I'm not opposed to this comment. I do really appreciate Owen. He actually was one of my biggest mentors in getting started in media. And I feel like he always pushed me to, have a controversial opinion and have my voice be heard. So if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be here. So I can get on board with that super chat. Let's see, what else do we have? Sergeant Hodel says, if there's experimental gene modification therapy, aka a vaccine being offered to the young and healthy, isn't the problem basically solved at that point? All elderly must have already got it then. I'm not sure. Honestly, again, in terms of the issue of vaccines, I don't really speak about it too much because I would like to do more of my own research into it. But again, going into the topics that I covered today and just doing, I think that was literally like 10 minutes of research into this vaccine and why the average person, especially the average healthy person, shouldn't get it. I think that if you are healthy and you're basically allowing yourself to be a test subject for this unresearched vaccine, that's basically natural selection at this point, or at that point. Avenger Crosby said, Owen Schroyer made Jerry Nadler crap his britches. That is true. He did do that in Washington, D.C. during the impeachment hearing. He went and he screamed at Jerry Nadler. It was hilarious. I remember that happening. Anyway, a lot of love for Owen today in the chat. Morbid Blessing said, Savannah rehung her flag. Hooray. I did. A lot of you guys were complaining that my flag was up incorrectly, so I went ahead and fixed it for you guys. You guys ask, and I provide you guys with the information, with a correctly hung flag, whatever you guys want. So anyways, that was a lot to cover. I really have missed streaming with you guys and being on the channel and, you know, really just going through a lot of these topics. Salty Stonks Trading Cubicle said, tell it like it is, Sav, the whole world loves you. Thank you. I love you guys too. Like I said, I really have missed getting on the stream and talking to you guys. I've had a lot on my mind over this past weekend, and I appreciate everyone who was on the stream. I didn't think we'd get that many viewers because it's so late, but y'all stuck with me, and I appreciate every single one of you. Also, please do share this link on your social media platforms if you feel so compelled. And I have a link below to my link tree, which has every single social media platform that I am on that you can go and follow me at. But again, please follow me on alternative sources like Odyssey, where I will continue to live stream after YouTube bans me, and Gab, where I can finally post again. I'm starting to get that platform up because I was banned off of Twitter. don't wait until I get banned to go and try to find my work. Please go follow me on these alternative platforms now before I get wiped out and nuked off the face of the earth. Because like I said, my number one most important thing is speaking truth and never censoring myself. And I will never do that with you guys. If I have to get banned for talking about vaccines, so be it. We'll start a website and my live streams will live there. Or, you know, you guys can find me on my Odyssey account. Again, please, please go click that link, go subscribe to my Odyssey account, YouTube alternative. I know a lot of you guys don't like supporting YouTube as well. I'm not going to get on BitChute. I'm only one person. I can only upload to so many platforms at once. So all of the socials below are what I'm at. So please go follow me there. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. I really enjoyed this broadcast. And I think we covered a lot of news and there's a lot more coming. I think I'm going to try to have a guest on this week because there was some beef in the Conservative Party just yesterday regarding allowing homosexuals into the conservative movement and also transgenderism into CPAC. There was a big debate that took place and your girl loves the tea. So I think I'll go through with a guest what happened with that entire situation. And also as conservatives, well, what I think conservatives, traditional conservative stance should be on these specific issues. So I'm going to try to do that either tomorrow or Thursday. I will keep you guys updated on the social media accounts below or here in the YouTube community. So please tune into that. Again, thank you guys so much for everything. I got one more super chat here. Cheryl says, thank you for doing what you do. Cheryl, thank you so much. That was a big super chat. I really appreciate that. And everyone who contributes as well, just know that every single cent of y'all's super chat goes into making this studio better for you guys. You know, so there's better audio for you guys. There's better video for you guys. And I can start getting in graphics and whatnot. So thank you guys for supporting me. I really do truly appreciate every single one of you who comments below, who listens, who gives me a thumbs up. I really appreciate you guys supporting me and helping me out. It's been a really tough journey having to rebuild after getting banned on Twitter, which was my biggest platform. But we're here, we're doing it, we're rebuilding, we're gonna keep making this stream better and better. So thank you guys all for tuning in today. I've really enjoyed getting to cover these topics with you guys. And like I said, I've missed you, so I'll be back for more streams this week. Good night, everyone, and I will see you guys soon.